Welcome to Heart and Soul, brought to you by Christian Music Ministries. Join us as we bring to you various styles of music, stories, interviews with special guests, but all to lift your heart and bless your soul. I'm Roger Jones, and this week on Heart and Soul, it's coming live, as you were, direct from Beechwood Court in North Wales, Conwy, and it's one of CMM's music holiday weeks. We're learning a musical, actually Jairus' daughter, but tonight we've gathered as a crowd, and we're going to introduce some of the guests who are going to tell us a little bit of maybe their favourite song or hymn. So, we want to say, our first guest, I want to give you a good welcome, is Catherine. Here's Catherine.
Thank you.
Well, Catherine, I know that you've been on the show before at some venue or other, but here we are. Tell us, what's the song you've picked?
Goodness of God.
A Goodness of God. That starts with I Love You, Lord. That's one of the most popular songs of the lot. Why have you chosen that?
Well, there's a line in it which is, all my life you have been faithful. And whenever I sing that line, it causes me to think back over my life for as long as I can remember. And there hasn't really ever been a time in my life when I've not really known God, although there was a point when I committed myself and said, right, this is it, God's first in my life. But even before that, I was reading the Bible and praying every day and things like that, and went to Sunday school and church, and it's just been a part of my life all the time and all my life. And God, I feel God has been with me throughout all these many, many years.
Many years. Some of which haven't been easy.
No.
But nevertheless, you can be able to sing with the song All My Life.
Yes.
You have been faithful.
But there's also another line in the song.
Oh, really?
Which says, in darkest night, you are close like no other. And I've been through quite a few dark times in my life. The darkest have probably been when my sister died when she was 37, and my nephew took his own life at 22, and my husband died at 56, and now at this moment I'm going through the journey of my brother having died in rather unfortunate circumstances.
But all along, you're saying, all my life you've been faithful.
But in all those dark times, I feel that God has still been there and helped me, and he's provided people to walk with me through those dark tunnels. And especially when my husband died, that was the darkest ever. But and it took the longest time. It was the longest journey. But God was still there, and I clung on to my faith, even though sometimes it didn't feel like he was. But I know that he was, because he brought me through, and he's given me people to walk with me and to help me through those times.
Bless you, Catherine. I think she's done well. She shared with us wonderfully. Catherine, here we go, Catherine. I love you, Lord. All my life you have been faithful. It's the goodness of God.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Like no other, I've known you as a
That was The Goodness of God. You're listening to Heart and Soul. I'm Roger Jones, and we're coming live, or almost live, shall we say, from Beechwood Court in North Wales at a music week. And the next guest we have is David. David, welcome to Heart and Soul.
Thank you.
You know, we've got some very unsuspecting guests coming here. Sure. But David, is this your first music week with CMM?
No. No, not the first week. I was with you in 2019.
Oh, my word.
For Wildfire.
My word, I've almost forgotten I'd written that. Wildfire.
And last year for Zach.
For Zach we did. Yes, so here you are with Jairus' daughter here at Beechwood Court. David, you've chosen a well-known hymn, How Sweet the Name of Jesus Sounds. Why have you chosen this?
Well, it's a lovely hymn, and I love the
arrangement.
Chris
Bowater. Yeah, I was saying, yeah. Chris Bowater, he's written his own song or version of this. Bless Chris, he sometimes listens to us. He's been on Heart and Soul. I will say I love you, Chris, although you're a Villa fan. But what about these words?
It was in my head. We had it on a CD and it was in my head. And then 2019 was a big birthday for me. And the last treat, my wife Frances, she passed away nearly 2 years ago. The last treat she gave me was a week with Roger Jones at Scargill House.
Oh, bless her. Oh, my word.
Yeah. Of course, we got there and you gave us the appeal. Who wants to do the auditions, you know?
This is audition to sing solo.
And I'd never been in an audition before, but it's something I wanted to do. So I came in, and that was, you gave me a hymn book, and I opened it, How Sweet the Name of Jesus Sound. And that, the tune was in my head.
Yes.
So away we go.
With Chris Bowater. Well, David, so thank you for bringing that to us and enabling us, giving us a good excuse to play Chris Bowater's How Sweet the Name of Jesus Sounds. Thank you, David.
How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. It soothes his sorrows, heals his wounds, and dries away his fear. It makes the spirit whole and calms the troubled breast. 'Tis manner to the hungry soul and to the weary rest. And
music of your name. Refresh my soul in death. Refresh my soul in death. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds.
How sweet the name of Jesus sounds, the Chris Bowater song. You're listening to me, Roger Jones, on Heart and Soul, direct from Beechwood Court in North Wales. Our next guest is Anne. Welcome, Anne Stoves, to Heart and Soul. Welcome,
hello.
Anne. Well, Anne, you've been on many a CMM Music Week, I think, haven't you?
I have.
Have you lost count?
I have lost count. The first one was 2013. And I think I can say I'm a satisfied customer of the Roger Jones Marriage Bureau because
now,
I met my husband Malcolm.
The Roger Jones, this is the CMM Marriage Bureau. I don't want to have too much credit myself on this.
No.
But you met Malcolm on a CMM Music Week.
In 2013.
In 2013.
We were doing Jairus's Daughter.
Yes. Fine, okay. Tell more folks, if you've got single folks in your church, tell them to come on a CMM Music Week. But Anne, yeah, obviously that's a real blessing. What else, apart from that, what else do you get out of a Music Week?
Oh, the worship, the teaching, beautiful music, the friendship. It's like being part of a family, beautiful location.
Certainly
everything.
Is. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bless you. Now, you've chosen an old hymn.
Yeah. I have,
oh,
yes.
Love That Will Not Let Me Go. What is it about this one?
I think there's so much in it. It talks about God's, the depth and the intensity of his love for us. He won't let us go. He holds us. He seeks us. He follows us.
Yes.
It's not a passive love. It's a very active love. And as well as that, if we yield our broken lives to him, he will return them in fullness of life, in depth and richness.
And you've known sad times as well in your life, following Jesus. It's not always easy.
Yes, that's right. And I think sometimes it's only when you look back that you realise how God has helped you. It's 18 years since my first husband died. His name was Benson.
Yeah.
And I can remember that there were times when I didn't know how I was going to get through the next 10 minutes. But looking back, he didn't let me go.
He did not
he
let
did
you
not
go.
Let me go.
That's what this hymn's all about. Of course, it's got a wonderful background itself, but you're giving us that.
Yes.
So, okay, here we go. We're going to listen to Oh, Love That Will Not Let Me Go. And you made a particular request about this one, the recording, a CMM recording.
I did. Well, that was the other reason I chose this one. It's music to it. It just fits the words so beautifully. It's sublime. It really is.
Oh, love that will not let me go. I rest my weary soul in thee. I give thee back the life I owe, that in thine ocean depths its flow may richer fuller be. to thee. My heart restores its borrowed ray, that in thy sunshine's blaze its day may brighter, fairer be.
Welcome, Nikki, to the show. Well, Nikki, it's so thrilling to have you with us. And
Thank you.
Is your debut on a CMM Music
Week. It is. It's my first of hopefully many.
Yes. Yeah. And you have come not on your own. You've brought your guide dog with you. What's her name?
Nessa.
Nessa. What sort of dog is she?
She's a Goldidor, so she's part Golden Retriever and part Labrador, and I've got the best and worst
called
of both.
Called Goldidor?
Yes, that's what we call them, Goldidor.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, we've watched her helping you around and you helping her around, and it's been wonderful. But you've not only just brought Nessa with you, you've also brought a bass guitar.
I've brought my lovely bass.
Oh,
yes,
how long have you been playing the bass guitar?
3.5 years.
Did you teach yourself or you had lessons?
No, I have an amazing teacher called John, who's an ex-session musician and been in lots of bands over the years.
Yes, wow.
I've learnt lots and lots of genres.
Isn't that wonderful? And do you play in church?
They won't let me.
Oh,
no.
Well, we'll have to talk to them about that.
Yeah.
Bless you. What about your faith, Nikki? Has it grown and how did it start?
I was actually saved at a beach mission in Llandudno.
Not far from here. Yeah. North, a beach mission in Llandudno.
Yeah. I went along under duress, and the people there weren't very nice on the first day. And I said to my friend, "I'm not staying." And she said, "Nick, give it one more night." And there was a guy called Sam, young lad, and he did his testimony. And he said, "I realised I had to ask Jesus to come and help me. And I hadn't done the Jesus bit, which Christ is Christian. I mean, how stupid could I have been?" But then a guy called John, I can't remember his surname now, but he gave me a copy of St. John's Gospel. Yes. And ordinarily I would have put it in a pile and, I'll do it one day. I read it, and when I got to chapter 9, I just burst into tears, because it's when Jesus healed the blind person. Yes. And at that time, and a lot of times, sometimes I feel that society
views us as being second class and poor little mite, you know, she can't do anything. But someone will always love me.
Yeah.
And he'll never let me down. If I'm silly, he loves me. If I'm sad, he loves me. If I'm cross, he still loves me.
That's a wonderful, you know, testimony, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then that's wonderful to see that. And, of course, to watch, I wish our listeners could see the two of you here together and to see you getting around the hotel here. What a partnership. But you say someone will always love you. And of course, you're talking about Jesus, but yes. I think you're talking about Nessa as well.
Yeah, well, I always say to people, I've got a God on my left, a dog on my left, and a God on my right. So.
Dog on your left and a God on your right. What about that? It can't be better than that. Wow. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. That's just wonderful, Nikki. You've chosen a song called Trust in You.
Yeah.
From Lauren Daigle.
Yes.
Can you talk us into this?
I heard it a few years ago, and throughout my life, it's played a pivotal part when I've just needed to be reassured that I'm loved. And I had to wait over a year for a new guide dog. So I was completely dependent on everyone else helping me, which was very frustrating. During that time, the person, my mum, who would have always helped me, was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And I automatically became her primary carer overnight. And that song, I just used to listen to it because, you know, it's all about how God has seen every single day that we're going to face on earth. And he knows every single thing that's going to happen to him. And yet we can trust in him. And even when I was reeling against him, saying, why can't I have a guide dog now? I need one. And he kept saying, be patient, because he knows I'm really impatient. You know, that's one of my worst traits, is impatience. But he just kept me going. And now I've ended up with Ness.
So. Isn't that wonderful? And what a pair you are. Well, Nikki, thank you so much for coming on the show. Isn't she been wonderful? And isn't she wonderful to have amongst us? Here we go, folks, with Lauren Daigle, Trust in You.
Letting go of every single dream, I lay each one down. Get
Roger Jones, you're listening to Heart and Soul. We've just heard Laron Daigle's version of Trust in You. This is a CMM Music Week. Now, a few chats ago, we had Anne, who was here sharing about how she met her husband at a CMM Music Week.
And funny she should say that, because I met my wife at a CMM Music Week.
Well, I think this is a little bit more than a coincidence, because you are the husband and she is the wife.
Right.
So, Malcolm, I don't know, I bet you've lost count of how many music weeks you've been on.
I think I have lost count,
and
yes.
And you come and you sing solos sometimes as well?
Yes, I do. I started solos with these holidays.
You'd never sung
a solo before that, no.
Now, I think the listeners can't see this, but hands up anybody who's never sung a solo before a CMM Music Week before. There's a few. Oh, not many. So we've got some very experienced hands here then. But one of the lovely thing about a CMM week is we can risk it and we can try and find out what we can do. Have you found it, Malcolm?
It's nerve-wracking, of course
it's
it
nerve-wracking,
is.
Yeah.
The audition is part of the excitement, because everybody's, you know, even if you want the part yourself, you're still encouraging those that want to put themselves forward. And I think we're really grateful that you do take that risk. You give us a chance, a safe place to try our solo thing. It's a great thing
to
do.
I think that's good to hear you say that, because I think church should be a safe place, actually, where we can risk it and discover more things about God. How's your Christian life been going in recent years? I mean, obviously it's changed dramatically with meeting a wife and so on. So what are you involved with at church?
I'm on the lay preaching team, although I haven't got any qualifications for it, but the vicar allows me to do that. Two 2 years ago, I was church warden for 6 years.
Oh, and that's an onerous job at times, isn't it?
There was a lot of work with church warden. If you did it all, well, you'd never do it all.
No.
It's far more than they can expect you, really.
Yeah. You've chosen the song, Oh, to See the Dawn. I must say, one of my favourite pieces. Mm. Do you want to tell us about this?
What I like about it is it starts off by taking us to the scene. I love it when preachers do this.
Yes,
they say,
yes.
Let me take you to the scene and then describe it. They put you there, they put you in the scene. And it's talking about the Good Friday.
Yes.
And the terrible things that happened all through the day. We're starting with the dawn here.
Yeah.
And the music is somber, as it should be, because the words...
Yeah, I mean, Oh, to see the dawn of the darkest day. So
indeed.
It starts with the crucifixion. Low melody as well, low notes.
Yeah. Indeed. Oh, yes, I love the low notes.
You love the low notes, good.
And then the chorus really builds up, because they're putting the meaning behind the cross. Well, in fact, as it says, the power of the cross and the reason for it, the victory and what it means for us.
Yeah,
it's that big Easter message, isn't it?
It is.
Christ died for us.
For us. And that's
the
personal
thing. Can we jump to the final verse?
Oh, we've
there's
got
something
screen
extra
on
special.
Here, we can look at some
verse.
Words here. The last,
because
yes, it gets better,
doesn't
it?
Although it happened 2,000 years ago, my name is written in the wounds.
At the cross of Jesus.
Oh, how could that be? Yes. Well, it just is.
It is.
He died for our sins
today,
even
that?
Though he died 2,000 years ago.
Malcolm, thank you so much for that. We're going to go into that song. Thank you for bringing it back to me, because I haven't used it for ages. So, Malcolm, thank you. It's been wonderful sharing with us, Malcolm. Here we go with Oh, to See the Dawn.
To see the pain written on. its maker bows his head. Curtain torn in two, dead are raised to life. Finish the
wonderful Easter song, The Power of the Cross. And you're here at Beechwood Court with us at Heart and Soul. We're going almost live, but we've got a guest all before us, and we've got another guest now. Anne, we welcome you. You've been on CMM Music Week before.
Yes, I think it's my fourth.
Your fourth? Oh, well done. Well, thank you for keep coming back. Why do you keep coming?
Because I enjoy singing to Jesus, I think, and... Yeah, and the music and the friendship, yes.
Have you always sung and enjoyed singing?
Yes, always been singing. I don't understand why children at school don't have a hymn book, because my hymn book was a very precious thing to me, that every morning we sang a hymn, and that was real to me.
Yeah, can you think of some of your favourite hymns that
Not
you would
really.
Have sung? Do you think All Things Bright and Beautiful?
Oh, yes, All Things Bright and Beautiful,
some of the lovely stuff, I can remember. I learnt a lot about Bible by singing.
Yeah.
I guess people do.
Yes, that was my passion, I guess, yeah.
So, in terms of the Christian life, how long have you been a Christian? Long time?
A long time, yes. I made a commitment when I was 11 to John 3:16.
It was John 3:16.
To church on my own, and the preacher was John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should
not perish,
but have eternal life.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
And you heard that. Was it the first time you heard that?
As far as I know.
First time it hit you,
I don't
anyway.
Know, first time it hit me. I was there on my own, yes.
On your own? Yeah. What did you do?
Yeah, I think I must have opened my heart to Jesus at that moment. Yeah. Yes, that was... Yeah. And I went home on my bicycle, and my mother was cross with me because it was getting called dimpsy, and I didn't have any lights.
Yeah. Oh,
and it was like, I've just made this commitment to Jesus, and now I'm being told off.
Did you tell your mum that?
No, I didn't.
No.
I thought, I have to help with the washing up now. That was my first thought.
So your first thing in the Christian life was helping with the washing up. You know, there's something really good about that, I guess. So quite a few years ago,
Yes, quite a long time ago. 50s,
Roughs
60s.
And Smooths?
Yes. Oh, many Roughs and Smooths, yes.
Anything you want to tell us about that? Because you've chosen that beautiful piece, He Will Hold Me Fast. And
that's
I think there's a reason.
Yes. Lots of ups and downs, yes. I chose it really because of COVID. I discovered it during COVID, actually. COVID was quite a hard time. The first COVID was like fun, in a sense.
Yes.
I was ill just before COVID. My father had 100th birthday, which was a fantastic celebration.
Yeah.
And then, of course, he died the 1st of April. It was COVID in a nursing home.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 6 weeks later, my daughter was given her first child through adoption, which was a great joy. Yeah. But I don't want to go into all the story, but it was a very tough year after that.
Very tough year.
Yes, for her and for all of us, a lot of griefing, really. Yeah.
Yeah.
Going on. So, yes.
Hence the song.
But the second lot of COVID, I think, was harder. And I've always had trouble sleeping, particularly from 15. I had a lot of trouble sleeping. And I went into that again during COVID. Yeah. A lot of wake nights and fearing for my own mental health, really. Scrolling through the iPad to find something, and I found Shane this. And Shane, He Will Hold Me Fast.
Yeah, it's an old hymn as well.
It's
isn't
an
it?
Old hymn, yes.
Been but re-recorded, I think, by
it
the
It helped me relax and drift off.
Wow.
Instead of having to work at it myself, because I've always been an achiever.
Ah, yes. Right. Yeah.
You know,
and there are sometimes
university and all the rest of it.
And you've done all that, but I've sometimes done all we that. Can't keep achieving. We sometimes can't. We need him to
We're
achieve
at the
something.
End, and he, yeah. Yeah.
And He Will Hold Me Fast. And He's held you fast.
Absolutely.
You're telling us now, you're going live on the air saying, yes. Jesus will
hold us fast.
Thank you, Anne.
He will hold me fast. He will
Soul, that was He Will Hold Me Fast, and we're coming from a Christian Music Ministries Music Week in North Wales at Beechwood Court. Our next guest is Rob. Rob, have you been on Heart and Soul before?
I have not been on Heart and Soul before, but my wife has.
Well, you couldn't let her be the only one then,
and
could
she
you?
Talked me into doing this she tonight.
Well, we're so glad she has. But you've been on many a Music Week.
I have, thank you. And it's been a great pleasure.
You enjoy Music Weeks?
Love them.
What do you think are some of the benefits that you get?
I think there are so many, I don't know, without overemphasising things. I think just meeting you, actually.
Well, we're, you know, he's obviously after another solo. No, I jest, but...
Well, yeah, and seriously, it's one of the opportunities we enjoy to get an all-round ministry of music, the Holy Spirit and the Word, and it's great.
Yeah, you say music, the Holy Spirit and the Word, that's quite an interesting mix, a good mix. Yeah. This is church, I guess, really. Yeah. So now you've suggested a song, which I have to say I don't know, but what is the song that you've chosen?
It's a gospel song written in 1940 by a gentleman called Mr. Coates. And it's usually known by the title, Where Should I Go? Sorry, not Where Should I Go, but Where Could I Go?
Uh-huh.
Or often it is known by the first line, which is, Living Below in This Old Sinful World.
Oh, it's a real rollicking gospel song.
And it's been sung by many gospel and country artists, including the late, great Elvis Presley.
Wow. Well, you know, we have had Elvis singing on Heart and Soul before, but not very often. So, Rob, thank you so much for bringing us that. Here we go, folks. It's, well, we know the title is Where Could I Go?
Living Below in This Old Sinful World.
Kind of says it, doesn't it, really?
Where could I go but to the Lord?
Living below in this old sinful world, can afford striving along to face temptation. So now won't you tell me where could I go but to the oh.
Listening to Heart and Soul from Christian Music Ministries.
I'm Roger Jones and you're listening to Heart and Soul, and it's coming this week from our Music Week at Beechwood Court in North Wales in Conway. And you've heard already many of the guests, many of those taking part in the week, sharing their favourite song or hymn. And hasn't it been absolutely great to hear that? But look, folks, it's not over yet, because there's still a lot more to follow. So this is going to be a double bill, so stay tuned to here on Heart and Soul. After the news, Heart and Soul continue with more tracks and sharing testimonies from our Music Week at Beechwood Court. So stay with us and see you later.
Strive in the Lord to face temptation, so now won't you tell me where could I go? Won't you tell me?